It is day three of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in the always busy Filmmakers Lounge. You hear people talking in the background, but the person in front of me is Marco Orsini, who is a documentary filmmaker and who has brought his new film, Gray Matters, that's G-R-A-Y Matters, to the Virginia Film Festival. It screens today, Saturday, 6:45 p.m. in the Newcomb Hall Theater. Marco, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So you were telling me before we began recording that this is the first documentary you shot where people weren't shooting back at you.
Yeah, my history in filmmaking, this is my third feature-length documentary, and most of the subjects I've tackled have been, my first film was in Ethiopia. I shot a comedy in Ethiopia, which is very difficult to do in a country that suffered AIDS, civil war, and hunger like it has, but I was able to do that, and kidnapped. My second film was a political film called Dinner at the No-Go's, which was dinner parties in countries that are deemed unsafe to travel to by the U.S. State Department. And then this last film is a film on the Anglo-Irish architect Eileen Gray, titled Gray Matters, which is a big step in the opposite direction of what I've usually done.
Because you're actually shooting furniture.
Yeah.
Well, for people who aren't familiar with Eileen Gray, tell us a little about her and her work.
You know, Eileen Gray is one of the first people to use tubular steeling in furniture in the 20s. She used the ancient technique of lacquer on furnitures and made it hip and cool in the early 20th century. She's also the first person to use concrete as a source, creating the first modern house between 1926 and 1929 in the south of France called E1027. And one of her chairs sold at the Christie's auction in Paris in 2008, which was the Yves Saint Laurent Berger sale for 19.5 million euros hammer.
Wow.
And still people don't really know who she is. And I think what's coming to, it seems like everything's falling in line. The stars are lining up because everyone wants to know now about Eileen Gray. There was a huge exhibition of her work at the Pompidou. This past April, there was another exhibition at EMA in Dublin, which went quite well. There's a narrative feature film that's going to be released sometime next year in 2015. And then my film is actually being released in March of next year.
So how did this subject matter come to you?
There's a feature film being done on Eileen Gray, starring Orla Brady.
And do you know the name of that film?
Yes, it's called Price of Desire.
Thank you.
And the director, Mary McGuckian, is a very good friend of mine. And she also, I live in Monte Carlo, and she lives in one of the nearby villages in Villefranche. And she had approached me. She says, I've been researching this project for 7 years, and I have enough research for you to do a proper documentary. And you'd be foolish to say no. And I asked her, why me? And she said, well, because the first person I asked said no. So I didn't want her to go to the third person, so I took it up. And we had a meeting on Saturday. Tuesday, I was on a plane to Paris, and I was already filming by the following weekend.
So when you start filming a documentary like this, where do you start?
Well, unlike a scripted story, I mean, with a documentary, it's the story you go to shoot is quite different from the story you actually shoot, which is quite different from the film you actually finish with.
That's right.
So I didn't know anything about Eileen Gray, nor did I really think that I would be interested in her. But after I started filming and seeing how her pieces affect the way we live today, I thought that it was a story worth telling. And I had the backing of the Pompidou, of the National Museum of Ireland, MoMA, Christie's Auction House, Sotheby's Auction House, as well as several architects and historians who not only knew her but worked with her.
Nice.
So people just were very open to it. And I was actually shocked that no one had taken the time to do such a piece on this woman because all the resources were there, just there. For example, there's a character by the name of Joseph Riekwert, very interesting man. He's in his late 80s, and he knew Eileen Gray. And so that kind of information is in my film. But it's not a film about a chair. It's a film about a woman's eight decades of being creative. And this creativity has affected the way the modern man lives today.
The film we're talking about is Gray Matters, which screens tonight, Saturday, at 6:45 p.m. in Newcomb Hall Theater. Go ahead, take a sip. It's I'm talking with the director, Marco Rossini. Marco, there's going to be a discussion afterwards. You're going after the screening. You're going to have a chance to get out and talk about the film. You're going to be able to talk about the film afterwards.
Yeah, there's a Q&A after the film. Absolutely. Yeah. And one of the people who's in my film, her name is Carolyn Constant, wrote one of the first books on Eileen Gray.
I see.
This is her alma mater.
She went to UVA.
Yes, she did.
Very good.
And she's here, and she's going to be in the Q&A with me.
So is there, if people want to learn more about this film or learn more about your other films, do you have a website or someplace you can point people
to? I suggest you go to graymatterstheDoc.com, and that's G-R-A-Y, not G-R-E-Y, graymatterstheDoc.com.
Mm-hmm. And that's the doc, D-O-C.
D-O-C, that's right.
Excellent. That's the film itself is Grey Matters. I think we've established the spelling. Screens tonight at 6:45 in the Newcomb Hall Theater on the UVA grounds. Carolyn Constant is a UVA grad. Have you been here before?
This is my first time in the state of Virginia.
It looks
amazing flying in.
you just came in today.
I just landed.
Yeah, all right.
I just landed.
Well, I hope you get a chance to look around after your film tonight.
I plan on it
in a few hours. Thank you very much for coming by. Thanks for coming to the Virginia Film Festival, and we look forward to the screening. And go to graymatterstheDoc.com to find out more about the film and more about your other projects.
That's right. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Marco, it's been a pleasure.
All right, thank you.